Good morning. Court Radio is now in session. Call 215-227-2727. When you've got legal questions, we've got the answers. This is Court Radio. And now here's your host, Dean Weitzman.
Oh, yeah. Good morning and welcome back. I am your host every Saturday morning right here on 100.3 WRNB.
And Classics 107.9.
Yep. The legal's out of the way. Good morning, folks. Welcome back. If you've got a legal issue, I most definitely have the answer. Give us a call at 215-227-2727. The number for all things legal in Philly. Yeah, baby. I tell you, my timing was impeccable today. I was dancing with the intro very nicely. Welcome back to the live audience crowd. It's growing. I thank you for following my plea and subscribing and liking.
I forget the legal word, plea.
Yes, plea. P-L-E-A, plea. Because that helps the... algorithms.
Oh, here we go again.
Wait, what?
With the algorithm, my goodness.
What did he say?
He go. He's all over the place. A logarithm, logarithms, lagarithms.
That's an educated person, faux pas.
Yeah, well, you know, he's just trying to, you know.
I'm just trying to, you know, help you out.
Cheese and rice.
If you're watching live, and if you're not watching live, you can simply... go to the My Philly Lawyer website, click on Court Radio's button, and that'll take you to the Court Radio page where there's a button for the live feed. So a couple clicks away from actually not only listening to us, but also seeing us in the studio do our crazy antics.
A crazy ting.
Yeah.
How you doing today, Dean? How you feel?
I'm a little tired. I just flew up here from Forked River, New Jersey.
That word.
Yeah.
Forked River.
Forked River.
If you drink too much, it comes out differently. Oh, where you say you live, pal? So, yeah.
How's the house?
The house in Berwyn is still underwater.
Underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got the floors ripped up. It's all dried. ServPro Media was out there to do their thing.
Shouts to them.
Yeah. They had like 30 fans in the house and dehumidifiers and... so the house is as dry as a bone, and now.
So it pulls the big, is it the yellow, big yellow trucks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So now we got to get it started back to normal, and that they ordered flooring, and they got to get drywall, and they got to start that whole process. They're going to be there at probably a good month.
This is going to be a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, thank God that we had homeowners insurance, and homeowners insurance has done right by us. So no complaints there. Just took a minute to kind of get, you know, accustomed to the fact that the house was in a big mess.
It's big. It's uncomfortable. It's inconvenient.
Yep.
Unsightly.
But it's only a house. It will pass. My family's healthy, thank God. And, you know,
was that
stuff,
that black mold? None of that worry. Everyone, no one's going to die from that.
Yeah. So that's the important thing. We have a crazy show today, a little mix and match of all kinds of stuff. But I will invite our listeners, if you've got a legal issue, I probably have the answer, and you're not going to have to pay for it this morning. If you ask me these questions tomorrow, it's going to be a different story. But, you know... that's what I do here on Court Radio. I give out the nuggets.
Here we go.
That's because you
show the shirt. Pan to the shirt. Pan to the shirt.
Nuggets.
Pan to the shirt.
Yeah.
I still haven't picked mine up yet. I will.
Well, you were down at the shop yesterday.
Well, yeah.
How'd that work out for you?
You really want to know?
Yeah. Go ahead. Give it to us.
15th and JFK is where you are, right?
I am. 2 Penn Center, right across from Love Park.
Right across from Love Park, where there are numerous designated parking spaces for city council members and city executives who have parking spaces for themselves and not the rest of us. In front of Dean's building, there's a healthy parking spot. Long list of cars are there every time I show up on a Thursday. And I did what I normally do, Dean, when I come to your office. I parked along that line of cars on your side, the south side of JFK Boulevard. I ran upstairs to pick up my my very appreciative paycheck from yours truly.
Yep.
I had conversations with the receptionist as well as others in the office. Walked back to the gym for a second, used the bathroom. I was there about 15 minutes. I come downstairs. My car's gone. Replaced by three black SUVs, federal vehicles, and one or two high-end vehicles at the end of the block. Parking authority tows my car. Not for any violations, not for tickets, anything like that. They towed it because they said I was in a council person spot, which I didn't see. I've been doing this for 4 years. If this is a council person spot, it's brand spanking new to me. And because I do it so often, it didn't dawn on me to look up at signage that may say it may or may not be such and such as parking spot. So now I have to go down to the parking authority, which I call hell on earth. The evil empire had my vehicle. I feel like Star-Lord trying to get my ship back. And it took me all of 3.5 to almost 4 hours to get it back. Now, I've been in this city for 63 years. I know the parking authority backwards and forwards. One thing you do not ever want anyone within the sound of my voice on YouTube, you don't want the parking authority towing your car. They don't take any care. It's not like you call a tow truck company or a flatbed to gingerly put your car on the rig and do all the precautions. No, they rip in, snatch you up, take you out. By the time I got my car back after a very uncomfortable day, you've all seen parking wars, my car was damaged. The coolant line and pipe and oil pan had been ripped by the tow truck, which I've experienced before, and I knew it. As soon as I drove off the lot, it was a done deal. Car was smelling and smoking. I could barely get it home. I double-checked, make sure that maybe I was wrong. No, I wasn't. I parked it, let it sit, took photos, sent it to my brilliant attorney, and this is where we are now. I made some calls, and
so what I said is you cannot presume just because it wasn't leaking before and it is leaking now that it was caused by the negligence of the tow operator. That requires someone who's an expert to get under the car, take pictures, and show the damage done by the tow truck in the negligent towing
manner in which they snatch up your vehicle.
So if you just walked into the court in municipal court and said, hey, it wasn't leaking beforehand and it's leaking now.
It wasn't.
I understand.
I have proof.
The court's going to say, I'm sorry, you're not a mechanic. You're not an expert. You can't draw that conclusion. And that will be the end of your case.
Well, so when you say an expert, it should be his mechanic. And does he have to do like a sort of an affidavit?
Yeah. An affidavit will be fine for municipal court, and a sworn affidavit notarized by the mechanic with a bill of sale, or you know what, a bill for the cost to repair it, and the opinion that it was caused by the tow operator. Once you have that, I think you'll have everything you need to slam dunk them.
Does anything else come into accordance with this? For instance, I missed work that night because of it. And it means that I had to find the money to ride here or catch a bus.
Yes.
The inconvenience of it all.
Yes.
Yeah,
Once you have negligence, if there's consequential damages, I think you can tack those consequential damages
That's what they're called?
On. Yes.
Gotcha.
If you were bringing a claim because of a breach of contract, then no. Maybe the consequential damages would not be permitted. But under this circumstance where it's a negligence claim, I think you can bring your consequential damages. So, yes, wage loss and other damages that flow directly and reasonably from the loss that you incurred are potentially recoverable.
All right. So to be clear, YouTube and everyone listening, say it wasn't me, your co-host and friend. It was a regular average person who presented you with this case. Would you say, oh, wow, yeah,
well,
you got a case?
If they called on court radio, I would give them the same advice I just gave you.
Right.
If they call me in my professional hours when I'm no longer a civilian.
Oh, I didn't know there were particular hours.
You know.
Are they?
Yeah. There is 1 hour from 9 to 10 a.m. Saturday morning when you can get that kind of nugget. Okay, but during the week, I wouldn't even take that case. I mean, it's not a case. We handle personal injury cases where there's actually bodily injuries and it's a substantial claim. I can't afford to send an attorney to municipal court to make, you know, $300 on your claim. It just doesn't make sense. I would lose money doing that. So I'm happy to give that advice on Saturday mornings. But there are times, folks, when you have to take the bull by the horns. You can't have professional representation. You've got to know what you need to do and go do it. And so now you're all gunned up. You're ready to go. You know what you need to prove in order to win your case. If I hadn't talked to you and you just go to city, you just go to municipal court, you're coming out a loser.
And also, the PPA knows when to go to court and when not to go to court.
Yeah, they're not rookies with this.
They're probably just going to pay you. You know, once you've established what I've suggested you need to establish, they're probably just going to send you a check, and all will be well.
Okay.
Wasn't like that on yesterday, though, I can tell you that.
My attorney and I have had conversations back and forth. There are things that you all don't know, subtleties and nuances.
So first he talked to the pre-attorney, then he talked to the attorney.
Oh, you got the call first?
No, I didn't call you. Did I?
Well, no. Yes, you called me, and then I told you. I was like, look, have you talked to Dean? And you was like...
Well, that was long after the fact, because I hadn't even thought about bringing this to him at that point. To be honest with you.
Exactly. So you talk to the pre-attorney, which told him, they're like, I think maybe you have a case. Well, they have the sign up there saying that they're not responsible. I was like, no, that's after the fact. Yeah. You know what I mean? They've already negligently did the act.
Yeah, they can't usurp the law, okay? And so if they acted in a negligent fashion in taking your car and it caused you damage... I think that you're entitled to recover those damages. I will say this. You know, I've been around a minute, and so I know there's three spots, approximately three cars worth of spots in front of my building. Okay, between two different signs, it's a loading zone for 30 minutes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In front of those signs, there's council parking.
Is that always? How long has that been in place now?
A
few years.
1922.
And on that side,
in the front is council, and behind us, behind the free 30-minute spots, is truck parking. And you cannot park in either of those places. And if you do, there does not need to be a ticket given. The tow truck just swoops in, grabs you, and goes. If you're in the front three spots and you exceed the 30 minutes, then you need to get PPA to give you a ticket. And then PPA calls a tow truck and says, hey, we just ticketed Manuel. When you get a chance, come over and pick his car up. So there's a little bit more leeway. But council people and truck people get cars towed instantly. You could be there for 30 seconds. You're gone, bro.
I wasn't aware.
Okay. Well, all right. Ignorance is no defense in the law. You do realize that. So, you know, that cost you a lot of money. Forget about the damaged car. I'm going to assume you're going to get that repaired. But just the angst, just the emotional angst you went through yesterday is worth thousands of dollars to you. And you gave that away for free because you didn't watch the signs.
However, you may be able to get angst if there was damage done and some subsequent issues after the car damage.
You're not getting the pre-angst.
Not getting the pre-angst.
And you're not even going to get the post-angst because, I said he can collect for his wages because that's a reasonable damage that flows from the failure to have a car, possibly. Although some would argue, hey, take an Uber to work and, you know, give us a bill for $30. Don't give me a bill for $400 because you missed a day of work.
And you had to take buses.
Right. So I'm not sure you're going to get that. But if you do, that's one thing. But getting emotional damage from the loss of your car, nah, you're not getting that. That's on you. And I hope you learned. You got to use these. These things that God gave you called eyes, you got to check and double check and be obsessive compulsive about protecting yourself. This is all about protecting you. This has nothing to do with anybody else, right? Right. Okay, he's looking at me like with them killer eyes.
Listen to me carefully. I may curse. Someone's going to pay for this shit.
That's right.
But I swear to God, someone's going to pay for this.
Make them pay. Make them pay. Because, you know, they don't want to come off with any type of money. They don't want to come off any money.
Sometimes we got to look at ourselves as being a part of the issue.
All right, fine. I'm going to tell you, we're going to take this even bigger. It is time that tow truck operators for that evil empire realize you just can't handle anybody's car, devil may care. You better take some type of semblance of
responsibility. I agree with you. On that point, I have no dispute with you.
And the only way to make them change their operations
is to... stick your hand in their pocket.
That's it.
Well, that's how I made a living my whole life.
Exactly. You know,
somebody's pocket's going to be...
I mean, if you're speeding and you harm my clients... you're going to pay. Your insurance company is going to pay. You might not think that's a big deal, but now your insurance rates are going to go through the roof. Mm-hmm. And maybe next time you won't be so careless with your vehicle.
That's right.
215-227-2727, the number for all things legal in Philly. We got another story here. Let me just jump into this, and then we'll take Chris, who's on line one. Okay?
Gotcha.
While we wait to get through the lines, we're going to cover a few things. The big story of the week was the National Guard being called up from a few states to our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. On social media, you saw a few clashes with police. Many of the interactions were filmed where people could be heard asking officers, "Where's your warrant?" or refusing to comply with officers. The staff reached out to our friend Ken Edelin, a criminal attorney, and we asked him, in this new era we're in, how would you advise someone to interact with law enforcement? We're seeing people being stopped and questioned by police and people posing as police. We're seeing people do things that normally would require a search warrant and getting away with it. It's horrible, really. And how would you direct people to engage with law enforcement and those posing as law enforcement?
When you say posing as law enforcement, are we saying that they're not exactly the police? Let's say they took some FBI. Would we call them posing as police?
Maybe they don't. Maybe they don't have the authority to actually police in the way that they are.
Well, there have been instances where some phonies have been acting as ICE, either as a joke or just because they feel entitled to do so. There have been those incidences.
Talk about bad jokes.
Here's Ken's advice. This guy, he's been a criminal defense attorney for like 30 years.
Shout out to all the Qs.
Yeah, the Qs. Well,
No, not quite.
Yeah,
don't do that,
Dean. Let's
much respect.
He's not going to come back.
Okay, so only people on live could see what I just did, and I'm not telling anybody else what it was. Mm. So what did Kenny say? Kenny said, and I can hear his voice in my head, my number, because he's got kids, and, you know, he loves his kids dearly, and he wants to see them all come home every night. My number one rule is get home. Mm. We can discuss whether you were treated properly, and if not, what to do about it, from the comfort and safety of our home. Arguing and fighting in the street with law enforcement typically will not turn out well. Do what you need to do to get home. And I follow that same advice myself. I've been stopped by the police, and there was this one cop who was just a nasty, big mouth beluga. And he was like pounding on the hood of my car.
Yeah, one of those. Huh?
Yeah. And I didn't think I had done anything wrong because they had set up a roadblock, but it was very confusing, and I thought it wasn't blocked in order to go to the turnpike, so I took the exit, even though it was allegedly, he says, blocked.
Matt, were you driving one of the Weitzman vehicles?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I could have said, "Yo, what are you doing? You didn't block the intersection properly. Bring your manager. Bring the lieutenant."
Don't you know who I am? Blah, blah. Yeah.
That's a whole nother video.
Yeah, yeah. And instead, I just shut my mouth, let him have his moment of glory, and drove off. And that was the end of it. And yes, it didn't feel good because he was nasty and I wanted to spank him. But you know what? That's just not the right time or place. If I really wanted to do something, you take the guy's badge number in your little brain and you
file a complaint.
And you file a complaint. You make a complaint. It goes in his jacket. Oh, he's in trouble now. Mm. But you know, I didn't do that because it was not necessary. It passed. You know, it passed.
Dean wasn't always like this.
I moved on. No, not really. Not really. All right. Anyway, so get home. That's my advice. Let's talk to Chris on line one.
Good morning, Chris.
Welcome to Core Radio.
Yes, hello. I'm first-time caller. Actually, I'm calling about an incident that happened to me, to my car, actually, from my next-door neighbor. Well, it's actually my next-door neighbor. It's an Airbnb that was bought by a person next door to me, and he had a hot tub on the roof. It was a windy day, and the cover blew off, and my car was parked in front of my door, and it damaged my car.
Could have killed somebody, Chris. Yeah. That top could have killed somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
So what's your question, young man?
So the question is, the guy that owns the Airbnb, he sold it. He lives in New York. I can't catch this guy to save my life. I went to court out here in Philly to file a petition against him. We found his address. It took me a month to catch him. And then he told me that price was too much. The cop went and got an estimate on my car. Now, it's been about a year, 2 years since I filed. They told me I had to go back and file again because he didn't come to court when he got the mail-in. When I mailed him the papers for him to come to court, he didn't sign it. So I got the postal papers that I sent to him sent back to me unsigned. I went to court. The judge said I had to go back and refile because he didn't sign it. And I'm stuck now with a damaged car, in which I wanted to sell this year. And I finally got another number for this person that damaged my car. He's somewhere in New York, but the number I call is a bogus number.
So, yeah. So Dean, we're assuming that this former homeowner doesn't have home insurance?
Well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, that's unusual.
When I first called there, I talked to a company. I guess they buy these Airbnbs through these companies. And when I called the company, they told me to use my car insurance to get it repaired. But they weren't the owner of the home. But I didn't have that kind of coverage on my car.
Right.
You know, I guess it's collision.
Yeah.
But I didn't have it.
Well, it's actually comprehensive. But, okay, so here, Chris, when did this happen? Just give me a date.
March of 2022.
Yeah.
But he filed it, so it's still...
Maybe.
The statute?
Maybe.
What? The statute?
The
statute could be gone because the court could have thrown the case out.
But the court didn't, according to him.
No, he said no. He said they threw it out, and they said he has to refile.
No, they didn't throw it out. No. They told me to
refile.
The judge told me he said I had to go back up there and refile and get him in the court. Because
I heard enough. When you use the word refile, it makes it sound like you may have been tossed out. Mm-hmm. You know, because if they didn't toss it out, you probably wouldn't need to refile. My fear is that you've been tossed out and that you're beyond the statute of limitations.
It's 2 years, right?
It's a 2-year statute of limitations on negligence claims. Okay, and that's what this sounds to me like. Mm. And the lesson to be learned is this isn't easy. And unfortunately, you got to kind of educate yourself in this process. If I were Chris and it was 2022, shortly after this accident, I would have sued the homeowner. I would have sued Airbnb. I would have sued the company that was buying these homes. I would have sued them all. And I would have let God sort it out on the steps of the courthouse. And these companies that would be required to get attorneys to represent them would have paid Chris probably very quickly for his little damage.
Because even though he wouldn't been able to find Chris... If he wouldn't have been able to find the owner, then all the other entities that you're in the suit, they would be able to respond and that suit would be able to go forward.
Yes. You may not have a claim against the homeowner if you do not have service. And, folks, that's the key here. You have to know the address of the person you're suing. You have to be able to find them and have them served either, by, if they're out of state, by certified mail where they signed for the card, or you have to get somebody, an adult, to deliver it to their home and say, boom, they were served and sign an affidavit. You got to do one of those things. You got to get that service, and then the courts would say, okay, they've been served, and we're going to find against them, and you'll get a default judgment for the amount of money that you're seeking. The problem is, Chris, even if you had gotten that, it sounds like this deadbeat was ducking and not being, like, legit. And so I'm not sure you would have ever collected the damages. That's a whole nother kettle of fish. When you're dealing with an individual, getting a judgment is one half of the problem. The other half is extricating cash from that person.
Extricating.
And if they don't have, if you don't have bank accounts and you don't know where their cash is, it's very, very difficult to actually collect.
If they don't, yeah, if they don't have assets, you have nothing to collect from.
All right, folks, we are up against our break, but if you've got a legal issue, while we're on break, you give us a call. We'll get you on the radio right after this two-minute break. Give us a call on 215-227-2727. It happens every day here in Philly. You're walking your dog or headed to work, and in a split second, you're on the ground in pain because of someone else's carelessness. I'm Dean Weitzman. For over 35 years, My Philly Lawyer has been fighting for people just like you. You can't work. Medical bills are piling up, and you need cash to take care of your family. Slip and fall, we've got you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. Accidents happen. It's that simple, right? I'm Dean Weitzman. Every day someone in Philly takes a fall because someone else didn't do their job right. That's where My Philly Lawyer steps in. You need physical therapy? Check. Need someone to take on the insurance company? Check. You need cash? Check and check. We've been winning for over 35 years. Slip and fall? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. You're cruising down the boulevard listening to your tunes and bam, some idiot runs a light, messing up you and your car. I'm Dean Weitzman. Bad drivers causing accidents are a fact of life in Philly. Another fact, with over 35 years fighting for people like you, My Philly Lawyer knows how to get you the help you need and make insurance companies pay. Victim of a car accident? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
Need more legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Yeah, baby. We're back. I'm back. Dean Weitzman, your host every Saturday morning right here on 100.3 WRNB.
And Classics 107.9.
Yeah, I kind of own those stations, and you might hear a few commercials now and again.
Now and again.
I try to give back on Saturday mornings by hosting this radio show where we focus on your everyday legal issues and we tackle them and we try to educate you in the law so that you are a better consumer of the law.
The E. Stephen Collins seal of approval. That man,
yes,
right there.
Yes. God bless him.
Amen.
God bless him. I'm very fortunate that E and I had a really great relationship and we spent a lot of time together. Every week, kind of just kicking the can around.
I miss the guy.
Yeah. There are certain losses in your life that you never get over. You, every time you think about them, you feel that loss.
And have a smile on your face when you think about the person.
Yeah. He'd come into my office, and he was always dressed immaculately.
All the time.
Always.
Yes, he was. And he'd sit back in a chair, put his feet up on my desk, and we would just, you know, bullshit for a few minutes.
Yeah, and really nice word.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Did you just... really nice word. That went over my head. Yeah. You said it so quick.
We've had amazing questions from the people on the YouTube channel.
We do.
And one was when a medical center closes, at a moment's notice, are they responsible for any of the consequential damages that you incur as a result of that closure? And the answer is probably not. I mean, I guess I could conceive of a scenario where they're in the midst of giving you treatment and they don't properly hand you off to another entity.
Is that their responsibility?
It may be, but again, that's like, I mean, you would have to be like needing immediate care and they just dump you on the street.
Or let's say an expert or a doctor can say it's a timing issue. If they would have gotten to a certain location in time.
Well, they don't have an obligation to be, you know, there's no requirement that there be a medical center within X amount of minutes of your home.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, no. There are people in the middle of this country that have to travel an hour or more to get to even a crappy medical center.
Which has been a part of many discussions politically.
Yeah. No, that's a great word.
Yeah, okay. It's a good word.
So you can say crap, but you can't say the BS word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
FC who?
FCC.
FC who? Okay. Stephanie, line 5.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. How about yourself, dear?
Okay. Considering what I'm about to discuss with you, I'm doing okay.
Right. Share it.
So July 5th, my fur baby was in the driveway. Someone was walking their pit bull down the sidewalk, and they had him on a retractable leash, and the dog came into our driveway and fatally attacked my fur baby.
Did you say fatally?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, Manuel can feel your pain. So, unfortunately, in Pennsylvania and in most jurisdictions, dogs, cats, animals, pets are considered property, like a coffee table. And if somebody negligently destroys your coffee table, you are entitled to have your coffee table replaced. But you don't get, pain and suffering for your own personal injury loss as a result of losing your dog under those circumstances. If you had a purebred dog, I don't know,
Shar-Pei.
Okay, a Shar-Pei.
French Bulldog.
And it cost $3,500 to replace it, that's what you're entitled to.
Forget the emotional.
No
emotional distress.
This is therapy pet stuff, and none of that applies.
No. Property.
Right.
On the other hand, if in the process of trying to save your dog, you were to have fallen down and gotten bit by this dog, or just fallen down and injured yourself, now I think you have the beginnings of a claim for personal injuries. But just the loss of your dog unto itself, you get to replace your dog, nothing more.
Who sets the value of the dog?
Who sets the value of the dog?
Your pet's life value is what. And here's another. What about service dog?
The whoever is going to replace it. Like if the, again, if it's a purebred dog. I mean, there are French bulldogs, right, that you can buy for $5,000. There are French bulldogs that are these funky dogs that have like longer hair and they're like little, look like little Chewbaccas, that are like $50,000. So if you have one of those, then you're entitled to $50,000 to get it replaced.
Right, but that's who actually does the assessment. That would be done by type of expert.
Yeah, Pat Harvey. You remember Pat?
He came. Yeah.
Came in with Samson, and Samson took your leg off.
Tried to. Definitely tried.
Wait, when did this happen?
Man, it's a long story. It's a long time ago.
This goes back to the old studio, it was a small studio. We were in confined quarters. Samson was sitting there. He got, I guess, startled because Eric, you know, jumped out of his seat to leave the studio.
No, I was coming
back.
That's
how I remember.
I was coming back in the studio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was coming back in. He startled Samson. Samson grabbed a hold of Eric's jean and tore the pant leg.
Yeah.
And I replaced those pants for you.
He got me two pairs for one. It was a two-for-one sale.
Twofer. Gorm and Mills.
Anyway, let's get back to Stephanie.
What if it's a blind person's dog, a service dog like that?
Well, those are very expensive because they have to be well-trained. And and so, yes, you're entitled to the replacement of the dog, whatever it costs.
I just think a service dog has a different designation than your pet.
No, you probably do because, you know, the cost of training a new dog, you can.
But he's saying, now he's still trying to suck in that emotional.
No,
piece.
I'm not. I'm saying it's a service animal. This person cannot exist without the dog leading them. They're blind.
Right.
They
whatever damages flow from that are recoverable.
All right.
215.
I appreciate your question. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie. And sorry for your loss, dear.
We are.
Yeah, you know I am.
Thank
you.
All right, be well.
Thank you.
215-227-2727. You know, I still get people who call me like a month after the accident when they're in the hands of another attorney. And they go, I didn't mean to do it. I've listened to you every Saturday. Please, can you take my case
away? But why do you? I just don't understand why you don't call Dean first and just cut out the other stuff. I don't get it. I don't either.
Well, you know, I guess the good thing is even if they're calling Dean second, they're going to secondarily get the best care for their case. You know, because you can always replace your attorney.
You can. You know, the longer you're with somebody, the more difficult it is. But no attorney has a right to keep you and your case hostage. Okay. Mm. You can. And usually what happens is, again, if the case has enough substantial value, you go to a new attorney, that attorney and the old attorney will work out some arrangement where the old attorney is compensated for his or her time. And you don't end up paying any more, you know. So if you're paying a 40% fee, you pay that 40% fee, but that money gets whacked up between two law firms, not one. So never feel like you're stuck somewhere because you're not. And you can always move if things between you and your law firm go awry. I always suggest to people for them to reach out to the firm to try to rehabilitate that relationship if possible. But if at the end of the day you cannot rehabilitate that relationship, then it's time to move on. 215-227-2727. Let's talk to Debbie, line one.
Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Dean.
Hi, Debbie. What's going on?
Well, my neighbor had their bathroom remodeled, and the gentleman did a fabulous job, so I decided to use him. However, he came over. I gave him a $1,500 cash deposit. He wrote up the contract, and then he said he was ordering the materials. But then he asked for my credit card for the materials, and he kept texting me, just take a picture of your credit card and give it to me, and then I'll cancel your credit card number. So I was uncomfortable with that, and now he's ghosting me. I can't get my deposit back.
That's unfortunate. Okay, so You signed a contract. In order to advise properly, I would need to see that contract. My suggestion is that you scan or take a picture of it and email it to me, and I'll have somebody in the office take a look at it to give you a few words of advice with regard to how to handle this. I will say that you're bound by the terms of the contract. And if there's no terms in the contract about these issues that you raise, then I don't think he has a right to stand on ceremony about that. So if he's placing an order and it says that you have to make an additional deposit to pay for the supplies, then you can, you know, give him a check or cash, get a receipt, and let him go to the store and place the order. If the $1,500 was a one-time deposit until the job was completed, then I think you've done all that you need to do up to this point. Again, everything is controlled by that contract. And so hopefully it's not ambiguous or confusing. I will say this, if he wrote the contract, any ambiguity in the contract will be decided against him. So you may be in a good position. But then again, that may require you to file a small claims complaint down in, if it's in Philly, down at 12th and Chestnut, I believe, and suing him for the return of the $1,500 because he failed to do the job. And so, you know, but again, I need to see the contract, Debbie. If you want to send it, email it to Dean, D-E-A-N, at myphillylawyer.com. And we'll take a look at it, okay?
Okay, thank you, Dean. You have a great weekend.
You too, Debbie. Be well.
Take care.
215-227-2727 or Dean at myphillylawyer.com.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to this question. When you have a client and they're happy with what happened, if they refer someone back to you, any perks for them?
Yes, my undying gratitude.
Yeah. The T-shirt.
Because, you know, unfortunately, it isn't my choice. The law that governs attorneys, the rules of ethics, prevents me from paying a non-attorney for a referral. So
finder's fees.
No finder's fees, yeah. But again, you know, my undying gratitude and maybe a ride in my car. I don't know. Maybe I can press it a little bit, a little lunch out with me, depending on how big the case is.
Dine with Dean?
Yeah. It might be a weekend down at Hard Rock in AC if the case is a big enough case. But then
215-227-2727.
I think I would still get myself jammed up with the, you know.
Really, ethically?
Yeah. I think so. I could adopt you, make you a family member, and then, you know.
For 24 hours?
Yeah. Leave you in something in my will.
Hey,
I don't think they could take my license when I'm dead in the ground.
Yeah, they could try.
All right, let's talk to, we got Anonymous again on the phone, line two.
Every week.
Every week, there's another Anonymous. Oh.
Did we lose him?
Yep.
Oh.
Okay.
Please, call back.
Is there such a thing as a fraud lawyer? Are you saying, is my lawyer a fraud? I don't know what that means. Is there a fraud lawyer?
A lawyer
who specializes in prosecuting fraud.
Is there?
Not really, no.
Well, fraud lawyer, I guess, is a person who isn't a lawyer, who didn't take the bar.
Well, you're assuming.
I thought about that.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Like, you know, if I advise you and I tell you.
I took it the other way. I took it. Is there a lawyer who focuses his practice on prosecuting people who commit fraud?
Is there? That sounds like
a niche. That would be an attorney general.
It could be an attorney general. It could be me. You know, there's a consumer protection and fraud statute.
All right.
If you fall within the purview of that statute, we may be prosecuting somebody for committing fraud.
But that's not a niche market for an attorney.
But it would be fraud. It would be if the fraud happened, what damages incurred from whatever that fraudulent attorney did. That's the only thing that you can handle, right?
I think so.
So the answer is
maybe.
No.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Is there a fraud attorney?
And she or he hung up, so they don't get any more of our
time.
You
gave him an anonymous
answer. That's true. Yeah.
All right, here, listen to this story, folks. A woman in Columbia, South Carolina, went viral after she was the lone employee in a Burger King operated it by herself for 12 hours. Well, that's amazing. Can you actually, like, run a Burger King all by yourself for 12 hours? Well, customers saw the woman working by herself and posted her online. Shortly thereafter, the mother of three was fired. What? She was fired due to being late because she didn't have anyone to watch her kids. In a statement, Burger King said, "At Burger King, it's our policy that all company and franchise-owned restaurants require more than one team member to be working per shift. We are working with the franchisee of this location to understand what happened and take any necessary action." In regards to her hiring or firing, Burger King also said in a statement, "Terminations are the decision of the franchisees who own and operate the Burger King restaurant." Does this woman have a case? Since her firing, a GoFundMe was started raising $97,000.
Wow. I saw this video. She was hustling, man.
Okay, so you can be fired in most jurisdictions. You're an at-will employee. You can be fired for any reason at all, even a bad reason. And so, yes.
Well, explain the only reasons that you
can. Well, if she were fired for a discriminatory reason, one recognized by the law as being protected and elevated, like racial discrimination. I don't even know if that's still a thing anymore with Trump. Sexual discrimination. Not sure if that is. Sexual orientation, religion, whether you're a veteran of the armed forces, can't discriminate against those veterans. So anyway, there are, seven delineated categories that if you are fired for one of these reasons, then you have a cause of action. But if you are not fired for one of those reasons, then pretty much you're expendable and could be fired for any reason at all.
Unfortunately.
So I don't think, I'm not sure if she has a claim or not, but if they decided we're firing you because somehow you allowed yourself to be filmed and you brought ill repute on this franchise because we were supposed to have two people, so you made us look bad, that's their right to do that.
But quickly, if she raised this much money on a GoFundMe, doesn't that diminish her claim for damages for being fired?
The one doesn't have to do with the other, does it?
Wow. That's an amazing question. She has an obligation to mitigate her damages through subsequent employment. I don't think the GoFundMe is a mitigation of her loss, but one could argue that that is the case. And I'm sure she wasn't making 97 G's working at Burger King.
It would have taken her 3 years to make that as her salary.
Okay. So if they do get to use that as mitigation, she has no loss. But I'm not sure. Obviously, she has a duty to work, but she's not working. She's just getting a handout. And does that go to her mitigation? I would argue as her attorney, no. But I could see Burger King's attorneys arguing the opposite. 215-227-2727. People who hear me now seeking to clear their record of a criminal conviction can now do so online in Pennsylvania.
I'm not surprised.
This is not for what you think. This is for a pardon.
Not an expungement,
a pardon. And what is a pardon? It is when the chief executive of the state you were convicted, the governor, gets to say, we're going to forget all about that as if it never happened.
But it still stays on your record.
No, it is
expunged.
A pardon better than an expungement.
Ah. Right.
A pardon is as if it never happened.
Gotcha.
Gone. Now, if you're convicted of a federal crime, you can only be pardoned by the president of the United States. And if you're convicted of a state crime, the president can't pardon you. You must be pardoned by the governor. So Pennsylvania recently launched an online application for pardons, becoming one of the first states in the country to digitize the process for people seeking to clear their record of criminal convictions. Anyone with a criminal conviction can apply for a pardon. People still serving a prison or parole sentence might have better luck applying for a commutation, which does not wipe their record of the crime, but instead shortens their sentence. Commutation applications must still be completed using the paper form. However, the pardon application online, you go to Board of Pardons website, and there's a link there to file your pardon application online. But well advised to do some research and gather your documents before you need to start the application, as you cannot save it once you begin it. It must all be done at the same time. Folks, if you've got a legal
question, man.
Conundrum, that was the word I was looking for.
Quagmire.
You must give us a call at 215-227-2727. When we come back, right after this station break. It happens every day here in Philly. You're walking your dog or headed to work, and in a split second, you're on the ground in pain because of someone else's carelessness. I'm Dean Weitzman. For over 35 years, My Philly Lawyer has been fighting for people just like you. You can't work. Medical bills are piling up, and you need cash to take care of your family. Slip and fall, we've got you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. Accidents happen. It's that simple, right? I'm Dean Weitzman. Every day someone in Philly takes a fall because someone else didn't do their job right. That's where My Philly Lawyer steps in. You need physical therapy? Check. Need someone to take on the insurance company? Check. You need cash? Check and check. We've been winning for over 35 years. Slip and fall? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. You're cruising down the boulevard listening to your tunes, and bam, some idiot runs a light, messing up you and your car. I'm Dean Weitzman. Bad drivers causing accidents are a fact of life in Philly. Another fact, with over 35 years fighting for people like you, My Philly Lawyer knows how to get you the help you need and make insurance companies pay. Victim of a car accident? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
Need more legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Yeah, baby. I am Dean Weitzman, the host of Court Radio every Saturday morning right here on 100.3 WRNB.
And Classics 107.9.
Yep. I am going to take a car ride this week.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Boston.
Boston. Where they park their car yet?
Yeah, that's it.
Is this pleasure or business?
Business.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going up to see our friend Steve Rattner.
Hey, man, Steve.
Yeah.
Good dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve. Haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah, that's my dude right there.
Yeah, I'm going to cut some new commercials for TV coming out in the fall.
Woo!
Yeah. All right. There you go.
Fresh Dean on your screen.
Yeah, baby. And
which car you taking? For the trip.
I'm taking the new one, the SL63.
In other words, he's going to get Mercedes, there. He's going to get there pretty fast.
45 minutes.
Yeah.
Look for him. A blur.
I actually had tickets to take the Sella. I had never taken a train in my life.
Whoa.
The Sella is really
nice.
Wait.
How have you gone through life never taking a train?
That's exactly right. It's kind of icky. So I want to try to correct that. I'm going to maybe plan a vacation where the fam and I take a train out to like Chicago or something. But
the Xcella is really just a northeast type of thing.
Yeah, it really is.
That's a fast one.
That's a train's train. I've been on it once. Yeah.
Yeah. Never been. And I had first class tickets. Yeah. I had my own seat.
I'm surprised you're not taking the train to Boston.
I really am surprised you've never been on a train.
Here's why I'm not. Well, first off, it doesn't really save me any time. It's about 5 hours. Okay. Second. But I was still willing to do it. It still was a cool thing, and I could relax and take care of business for 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But my friend's got a birthday party, and that birthday party's taking place down in AC on Thursday. And so I got to get from Boston to AC, and I can do that by my car. Right. But otherwise, I would have had to come into 30th Street Station, get in around 6 o'clock, then find my way back over to AC.
You would have had to take the New Jersey Transit to AC.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. Dean's not going that far with this.
Nope.
It was an opportunity to check out a nice train. I wasn't trying to be a public transit rat.
That's right.
I'm just still amazed that you have never done this. It just seems natural.
I've been on subways.
You know who I met on the train? Real story. Joe Biden. When he was a senator?
Oh, that's right.
Because he would ride it all the time.
Yes,
and he would talk to you, too.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep. I'm just amazed at that. Well, okay. I would have thought you, at time to time, because of what you do, going back and forth from the city, legal reasons, that you would take a train.
I'm a car guy.
You do work in the train. I'm a car guy.
Like business class. Business class is really nice.
I always sit in the dining car, but I would think that.
I sit on the dining car because there's no seats.
Maybe the three of us can take a trip on a train.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah.
I like that idea.
All right, I like it. Right. We almost there. Folks, we're almost out of time. Is there any other last-minute questions? Do we want to get back to Manuel and his car?
There is anonymous.
How did you get to work today?
Yeah.
The bus.
The bus?
Buses. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a long story why I didn't ride you. Okay. Normally I would have, but not today.
Well, that shows some humility.
I had to get here, man.
Yeah. That definitely shows some humility. She's looking like I left somebody on the line, but you know.
You did.
Anonymous, they hung up.
No, it's a different anonymous.
Oh, they called back.
Hurry up. We got only a couple minutes. Go ahead.
Anonymous.
Hello.
I was getting heated waiting.
All right.
I was really going to be mad.
That's right.
But here's the point, real fast. I was living in Norfolk, Virginia, and I was cleaning off my porch with junk mail and stuff. And I saw this piece of paper that I thought was junk mail with the rubber band around. I opened it up, and it was a summons. Can you do that? I thought it had to be in person. I was being sued.
Hmm.
I
thought anytime.
I thought
was it certified mail? Was it certified mail at all?
Did you hear what I said? It was rolled on my porch with a rubber band around it.
Newspaper.
Yeah. Okay. So one of the forms of service is called posting. So we literally. Excuse me. We literally take the document and tack it up on your door, tape it to your door. That's considered service. But not rolling it up in a ball with a rubber band and tossing it onto your porch. So I don't think that that's good service. But if they filed an affidavit saying that they had served you, and you will have to undo that, you know, because the court would presume that it was good service and there may be a judgment against you for that. Could you open the judgment? You could. It's called filing an appeal nunc pro tunc. Whoa. That's a little Latin for you Saturday mornings. That essentially says if you had had an opportunity to file to appeal this, you would have been successful. You have a good defense. And that there was improper service. So you can undo it, but it's a lot of work. All right. We're unfortunately out of time, Anonymous. We'll be back next Saturday, same time, same place.